Mr. Glick, our tape ran out and I didn't realize it. You said that you worked on Saturdays, but not on the Jewish holidays.
No, never worked on the Jewish holidays.
And you did not belong to any unions ever?
No.
No unions.
No.
And your life's work did become peddling?
Yes, my life work was peddling. After this, I went to the store. I got a store after this.
Well, you did get a store of your own?
Yes, I got a store in 1918. I got a store.
1918, you got a store?
Down up in Homestead, PA.
And how long did you have that store?
Maybe a couple of years.
And then what did you do?
After this, I didn't know the business was bad. I went to back to peddle.
All right. If you had this life, part of your life to live over again, what kind of work would you do?
I don't know.
Would you do the same?
No,
or?
Sir.
You wouldn't?
No, I'm too old for this already.
Now, but I mean, if you were young again.
I mean, I don't know. I'm no more young.
So you don't know?
No, I'm no more young. To be young, I'm going to tell you, I'm no more young.
Tell me, Mr. Glick, did you, what kind of schooling did you have in Pittsburgh? Did you go to school at all?
I didn't know. I went down up to Franklin. Well, it used to be Franklin School. I went to night school. I didn't know.
How long?
I didn't know. I didn't went much in the Franklin School.
How long would you say?
Oh, maybe 6 months or something like this.
All right. And, is that where you learned to speak English?
I learned to speak English from the people when I used to go on at the palace. I learned from the people, you know, how to speak English.
And did you learn to write English?
No, I can't write, no.
You can't write now?
No. But what did I read is a Jewish paper, the four of it.
When you went to school, do you remember how your Gentile friends treated you?
The Gentile friend taught me very nice. I used to get along with everybody nice. Because I knew what I call it, the bullet, I never holler.
Yeah.
And when I see people is good to me, I used to be good to you. People is bad, I tell them goodbye and good luck and that's all.
Did you see any of them socially? Did you go out to movies with Gentiles?
Oh, yeah. I'm the Gentile, I never met. I used to go out. I had no because, you see, when I'm up with this girl, when I married, I used to go out with her to the, what they call it, sometimes to the movies.
Tell me, did you go to Cheder in the United States?
No.
Did you like music at this time?
No.
Did you play any music?
Just what they call it, I used to have a phonograph, I used to pay the Jewish record.
And tell me, did you go to any concerts or?
Oh yes, concert. I like to hear the concert. Used to be the Zionists used to have a concert down up in the Beckman Kaufman settlement. Now used to be the Zionists
on the hill.
Up the hill, that's right.
That was on Center Avenue.
That's right.
And those are the only concerts you went
That's
to. Do you remember any of the artists that came? Any of the people that came to play? Do you remember?
No, I can't remember this.
Did you play any musical instruments?
No, not at
all. Did you go to the Yiddish theater?
Huh?
Did you go to the Yiddish theater?
Yeah, Yiddish theater, yes.
Where?
It's down up in Center Avenue. I forget what his name used to be.
Do you remember any of the stars?
The stars, how you go, used to be 50 cents to go in and...
And you don't remember any of the names of the people?
I don't remember. I forgot to tell you the truth.
Did you go to any lectures?
Sometime.
Where?
Used to be the Labor Lyceum, used to be down up in Miller Street. I used to go there sometime in the, you know, in the lectures.
And did you go to the public libraries?
No.
Did you read any Pittsburgh newspapers or just the Hebrew
No,
papers?
No, just
Yiddish.
The four of us.
What was the name of it?
The four of us.
Forward?
Yes. I'll show you the four of us. I got it.
All right.
You want to see it?
I'd like to see it when we're finished.
Yes,
would you mind? One moment.
Oh.
No, I'd like to finish first.
Yes, I'll show you the floor. Yes,
thank you.
You're welcome.
When you came to the United States, Mr. Glick, did you think of yourself a very religious person?
A what?
Religious. Did you think you were religious?
Religious I was all the time.
In what way?
Well, different way. You know what I mean. To know what I call it. Doing the things what I like it. That's how it is. What I call it, my woman used to be schlecht, you know what I mean? And to go to the shul, or shuna, yom kippur, to go to the synagogue, or shuna, yom kippur. Well, that's the way.
And did you go every Friday night or every Saturday?
Oh, yeah, I used to. Where
did you go?
When I used to go, used to be the Russian shul, used to be down up in Miller Street. I used to go there, the manager surely used to be down up on Robert Street. I used to go there.
Did you change any of your religious practices when you first came to the United States? The first 5 years, did you change anything?
No, I didn't change nothing.
Did you attend, what was your synagogue like on Miller Street?
So there used to be a Jewish in the garden, the Jewish. See, Davenim Shabbos, you know.
Was it a shul or a house?
A shul, that's about a shul.
Not a house, not
no,
a home.
No, that's about a shul.
And how often did you go, Mr.?
Oh, maybe every Saturday, every Sunday night. Used to be a lecture, I used to go there.
And what did you do in your home when you got married? Did you observe any of the things in
your home? Oh, I used to be home, but I used to take my kids to play, you know. The
How about Seder? Did you have Seder?
Oh, yes. My kids, I used to take them out for a walk. I used to play with them.
How about Friday night services?
Friday night, I used to...
Did you light candles?
Oh, yes. My wife used to put in the candles.
So you did observe a
Jewish life.
When you first came to the United States, Mr. Glick, first 5 years, did you notice any change in your health because of the food or the climate? Did you get sick or?
No, I didn't get sick at this. No, no.
No, not at all.
No, because I try to get all the time either what they call good meat, good bread, whatever.
And tell me, did you have to go to the doctor at all the first 5 years when you first?
Well, I didn't think so. Maybe once in a while I go to the doctor.
Where to? Where do you remember?
I used to be Dr. Grugin. He used to be
Dr.
Grugin. Grugin.
Dr. Grugin.
Yes, he used to be a nice.
Where was he?
He used to be up in Center Avenue.
In a hospital or in a...
It used to be a home, it used to be in a hospital, it used to be a...
Did you pay him when you went to him, or was it like a clinic?
No. I paid him, I tell you. That's a joke. When I used to go in his office, I used to pay him 50 cents a visit. And then when I used to call him home, I used to pay him $1 a visit.
When at home?
Home, yes. You think can't do it these days.
And at home, it was a dollar.
That's
when he came to your home for a dollar?
For a dollar, yes.
That was for a house call?
Yes, he was a very special the way. He was a nice fella.
And do you remember his first name?
Grugin, that's how it
is. And was he Jewish?
Oh, yes.
And he was on Center Avenue?
Yes, Center Avenue.
And did you have to go to the hospital at all at that time?
No, I never was in the hospital.
Right.
I was in the hospital, now I was 60 days. The first time in 60 years I was up in the hospital.
My goodness.
And I was up and operated in the foot.
Tell me, Mr. Glick, what were the first organizations that you belonged to? Did you belong to any organization
I belonged to the Zionists. Used to be the Zionists this time. I used to belong to the Zionists.
And tell me, was there any Jewish organization that helped you when you came to Pittsburgh?
No. Nobody helped me nothing. I tell you something. When Pedlin was dead, used to be in Kaufman settlement, Hammer, what they call it, Mrs. Mishana say, when you go in there, you lay in there, and you want $25 or $50, you can borrow by it. When I come with that, and I see that to stay in a big line, people now say, the heck with this, I'm not going to stay in this line. When I come in, my wife tell me, what's the matter, Charlie, when you go out, you make more than one day, well, you're going to stay there in the line. What the heck is you needed? You didn't need it because when you go out, you make a few dollars, I'm satisfied. And I didn't stay in the line. People used to stay in the line and used to burn some money there.
Very interesting.
Sure.
You wanted to work instead of taking
yes,
the money.
Yes, like my wife said, what's the matter with you? When you got it, you make more than a couple of days, but you're going to get some money there. I said, okay, you're right.
So you went and worked instead?
Yes, I went to work, yes.
And did you belong to any labor organization
or socialist, or just Zionist? No, I didn't believe in the socialist, no. I used to stay down up in the Collins. I used to hear them talking there. And Colonel Robinson used to stay. Every Friday, I used to stay there in the corner down the station.
On Robin Street?
Yes, but I remember.
And is that where the socialist speakers were?
That's right.
Do you remember who spoke?
I don't remember who spoke. I remember it used to be there. People used to come down and listen what they're talking there, that's all.
Did you belong to any organizations that were set up to give charity? Did the Zionists give charity?
I didn't know charity. I never asked for charity.
No. Did you?
I mean, I never.
Where you gave?
Oh, but I give the others. Well, I tell you, when I used to come with that before Pesach, I used to collect what they call it Mishritten for the poor people. I used to give them there $1 or 50
yes.
cents. What I can do, I give it to them. I never. They give it to charity from the people, to nobody.
Tell me, Mr. Glick, where did you go to have a good time?
Huh?
Where did you go to have a good time?
What a good time I used to have is what they call it, going over what they call it, an island park. Maybe Shirley Park. I used to go to Homestead to see my uncle, my aunt. I used to go there.
And, did you go to any special place like the Ike's or?
No, I never got it. My kids used to go in there.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Tell me, Mr. Glick, did you participate in any sports at this time?
Huh?
Did you play ball or?
No, I never played ball.
Did you go to any ball games?
No, I never went to ball games. I didn't play ball games.
Did you know anything about the YMCA at that time? The YMCA?
I tell you, I heard the YMCA, and maybe sometime used to be a Jewish acting. I used to go there to see it.
At the YMCA?
That's right.
In the first 5 years?
Yes.
Where?
Down up in the Y, where the Y used to be there.
Did they have Jewish acts at the YMCA?
Yes, that's right. I used to go to see what they're playing.
And where was the YMCA?
I think that this is place whatever it's now, down out in Belfort Street.
No, that's the YW. This is I was thinking of the Young Men Christian Association.
No, I never gone to the Christian Association.
No. Were there any local meeting places where you would go cafe?
Yes, just a campaign. Used to be down up in the Zionist, down up in Center Avenue. Where Kaufman Settlement is, up there used to be the talking, you hear what they're talking, so. And I used to say, the heck with this, he didn't gonna give me nothing, I don't want nothing from him.
And that was the Zionist on Center Avenue?
That's right.
How did you meet people when you first came to the United States?
Well, I tell you, I can't meet them. Well, I make friends all the time. I'm new, too hard to meet people.
So you met them at your work?
Yeah, but they're going to work. You meet the people, you go to Center Avenue. It used to be all the Jewish people, the stores, and everybody. What they call it, people coming from all countries, I used to see them.
Did you meet them?
Down up in Center Avenue.
At Ike's?
In the street.
On the street?
That's right.
Were you ever friendly with any non-Jewish people?
No, no, I never. I never had no business with him, no.
Were you friendly with your brother and your uncle socially?
Oh, yes, I friendly with everybody.
No,
oh,
but did you see them?
Oh, yes, I used to see them once, maybe 3 or 2 weeks, 4 weeks. Whether I feel it, I used to go out to see them, yes.
In the first 5 years that you were in this country, did you write home? Did you?
Oh, yes, I write home to my mother, oh, yes.
And is it just your mother?
Yes, and my mother, I used to send her some money sometimes. You see, I used to send her some money. A different place because I didn't want my grandfather, my stepfather give the money. I used to send it to a friend and she give the money because I didn't want my stepfather give the money for me.
Tell me, Mr. Glick, did you correspond with any friends? Did you write any letters to friends?
Oh, sometime. You know,
Europe?
In Europe, yes, yeah, sometime I used to write there.
Are you an American citizen?
Oh, yes.
And how did you get to be a citizen? Do you remember?
I get a citizen. You're not a citizen. I got some, what do you call it? I got a, when I coming up in this country, I take out the first papers 1913, and after this, I got the citizen papers later 5 years. Oh, yes.
1918, you became a citizen then?
Oh, yes.
And did you when did you first vote?
Huh?
When did you first vote?
I remember lots of presidents. Wilson, President Wilson was there, Hoover was there.
Hoover?
Hoover was there, lots of presidents.
And do you remember when you first voted?
Honest, I didn't care to say what.
No, what the year was when you first voted?
No, honest, I didn't remember this.
But you did vote?
Oh, yes, I did.
What party did you belong to?
I belong a Democrat.
Why?
Because I think that Democrat that's a better people, you know, for the poor people. That's what I think, so what somebody else thinks, and I don't know.
Were you ever active in this party? Did you ever participate in the party, the Democratic Party? Did you belong to it? Did you
I just gone out the wood, and that's all. I never reacted to it.
When did you first meet your wife?
My wife, I met her in 1912. I met her down at what they call it in Pittsburgh, and then I see that she's a nice person.
Where did you meet her?
I met her down up in Worcester, up the hill.
How old were you when you met her?
Oh, maybe 22 or 23, I don't know.
When you first came here, you met her?
No, I mean, when I met her, I met her, 1912, I was married already.
And you got here in 1909?
Yeah, I come up
so you were about 25 when you met her?
I suppose, I don't know what was it.
And how old was she?
Oh, maybe younger, a year or 2 years from me, I don't know.
And do you remember when you were married?
Yes, I was married, I told you, 1912 I was married.
Do you remember the date, the month and the year?
Oh, that's about it in June, 1912, that's about it in June, the last June.
Maybe the 30th of June?
No, it's about it the first of June, the last of June.
Was it the 30th or?
Oh, the 31st of June.
30, okay.
Yes.
You were married in this country?
Oh, yes.
And how long did you know each other before you got married?
I didn't know long because I'll tell you why. My wife, she used to know my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law coming up from this country, but she used to come in, you know what I mean, for a lady. And I knew her, and I called my sister-in-law. I knew my sister-in-law. I said, well, then my sister-in-law is good, she got to be good too.
So you married her, you didn't know her, how long did you know her? A month? 2 months?
Oh, there may be 6 or 7 months like this.
Was it arranged? Was it a marriage? Did you two decide to get married or did your brother decide? Or her mother?
No, I decided by myself to get married and to have a home. And
it wasn't arranged?
No.
If you were In Europe, do you think your marriage would have been arranged there?
I don't know. I forgot about Europe.
And where was your wife from? From
Romania.
Romania.
Yes.
And did you marry her because she was from the same area?
She was the same there because my sister-in-law was. My sister-in-law coming up the same thing, but my wife wasn't.
Were you interested in marrying somebody from the same country, or didn't it matter?
Oh, yes. I thought that's good for my brother, it's good for me, too.
All right. One. Did you or anybody in your family marry non-Jews?
No.
No.
Thank you, God, for this.
No, you wouldn't have liked it.
No. Thank you, God, for this.
Many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems of adjusting during the first 12 years?
My problem wasn't nothing. My problem was one thing. When I see what they call it, tell me something, I don't like it, I walk out from the house a couple hours, when I come back, everything was okay.
And who made the important decisions in your home, you or your wife?
No difference. It was the same thing. It was a 50-50.
And if was it different in your home as it was in Europe? Was it the same with your mother?
No, it was no different. She used to cook the same thing like my mother.
But did your mother?
What do you call it? With borscht to eat like this, she eat.
She was a good cook.
Oh yes. That's too bad she's gone.
What kind of children, kind of education did your children have?
I want to tell you something. My boy used to go to school, and he got a good, he gone to school, and I thought he gone to college, and he can't make college. He gone to public school, what they call it, and went in, in the high school. And he said, after this, he started to work.
What does he do now?
No. And now he's in Florida, he's working there in the George Marsh.
What does he do?
Well, he's working in George Marsh's store in Florida.
What does he do there?
He's a salesman there.
In Florida?
Yes, he got a nice vibe.
And how old is he?
He's gonna be now about 55 or 56.
And his name is?
Ben Glick.
Ben?
Glick.
And how many other children do you have?
I got the three. I got one daughter here.
Daughter in Pittsburgh? How old is she?
Oh, I don't know what she is. I'll show you a picture.
I
got the picture for my grandson. Just married 3 years ago. Very nice. I got a grandson, a doctor.
Oh, how nice. What's his name?
Norman Edelstein.
Norman?
Norman Edelstein.
That's your grandson. How old is he?
He's about 25 or 26.
And he's a doctor?
He's a doctor down up in Florida. He's
in Florida?
Yeah, because...
Is he the son of Ben?
Ben English, yeah, because...
Norman belongs to Ben?
Yeah, because I don't know, gonna go in the army next year. What's it gonna be? I don't know.
Tell me, Mr. Glick, your daughter is how old?
I got one daughter, what I call it, the oldest is 50 years maybe, she's married, she's in Florida.
Florida, what's her name?
Basically, and I got another.
What's her married name, Mr. Glick?
Huh?
What's her married name?
Married name, Makler. Makler, Makler.
Makler.
And I got a single daughter, too.
A daughter not married?
No married.
How old is she?
Oh, she's... She would have called it, this is the Goethe place. She got the 48 or 49.
And what is her name?
Gertrude Glick.
And what does she do?
She's working there in the office there someplace.
You don't know where?
I don't know.
Did any of them go to college?
No.
All high school?
It's just, Just high school.
Right. And where does your daughter live, Gertrude Glick, live now?
She lives in Florida, too.
Oh, she's in Florida, too.
That's right. I got two girls and a son in Florida.
And they're all in Florida, all children in Florida.
I got one daughter here.
Which one's that?
Anna Adelstein.
Oh, you have four children.
I got four, yeah, three girls and one boy.
And what is this girl's name?
Well, who?
Your other daughter's name is?
The Gertrude Glick.
And what is the daughter that lives in Pittsburgh?
Anna.
Anna?
Adelstein.
And is her son the one that is a doctor?
Yeah, that's right, he's about 26.
And he doesn't belong to Ben then?
No.
Excuse me, I made a mistake here. Anna Adelstein and her son is Norman.
Yes, Norman Adelstein.
And what does she do?
Oh, he's a doctor.
No, her husband, Mrs. Adelstein.
Oh, he's making glasses.
He's an optometrist.
He's an optometrist making glasses. And my daughter working down up in the Babyland down up in the...
In East Liberty.
The Penn Avenue. I didn't know.
Is that Anna Adelstein?
Yes, I didn't know. You stopped there sometime. Lots of people.
Yes.
Well, when you stop there, you tell her you want to... You see, that she's going to be in the heaven.
All right. Tell me, Mr. Glick, how old is Anna Adelstein?
Anna, I think since she's born by 1918.
All right. Did you give any of them Jewish educations?
Little bit. She's going to hide a little bit. No matter.
Any bar mitzvahs?
Huh?
Any bar mitzvah? Was your boy?
The boy was bar mitzvah, yes. Even my I got a grandson for 6 years. Somebody bring me a pair of twill, and I put it away to give him a present, and I'll be there in Florida.
Oh, that's nice. Do you visit them often?
Oh, I was there 2 years ago, and I was up there in Florida. Maybe I'll be this year again. I don't know. It just depends on how I'm going to feel.
Tell me, Mr. Glick, was there any difference the way you raised your children and the way you were raised?
I'll tell you something. I used to raise my children the same thing like everybody else raised in this country. I never was too hard to him. I raised them the same thing what I did in our country.
Did you remember having any problems raising your children because you were an immigrant, because you came?
No, I didn't have that. My children was a... My children listen to me what I used to say.
Tell me, Mr. Glick, how old are you?
I'm 78.
78, all right. And you arrived in Pittsburgh in 1912.
I'm so
sorry. In the United States, 1909.
Yes, and I was married in 1912.
Well, Mr. Glick, I enjoyed this. Would you like to hear some of the tape? Would you like to listen to it?
That's all right. It's up to you.
Would you like to? It's up to you.
I don't care.
Do you have anything else that you would like to tell me that happened either in Europe or here that is very interesting that you think we might want to hear? We have a little bit of time left on the tape. Any one story that you can think of?
I want to tell you something. Then, you see, in 1921, my mother's coming up here, and she brings what they call it the... She brings her three daughters, she brings her and herself, and she was happy she coming up to see us.
Your mother?
And my mother, 1921 or 1922, I don't remember what year was this.
That must have been a happy day.
Oh, yes, it was happy. Even I remember when she coming down, I didn't know she's here. I went to the store, it used to be a fireman store, down up in Santa Red, and I told the fireman, I want you to give me the best sweater what you got, because my mother is here, and I want to buy her the best sweater what you got. And I take over the sweater, she want to take it to dad, because she used to like me very much. And I bring her the best sweater what you got in the store.
Oh, how nice. And did your stepfather come too?
Oh, yes, my stepfather came in a year later. My stepfather came in a year before, I think so. Yes, my stepfather was here too in this country. I want to tell you something. My stepfather, not I'm talking, but the water was in all countries different. When he see it, I have what they call it, the children, and then when he's coming here, it's my brother, mine, what they call it, the half a brother, he said, Dad, now this is new world country, this is America. Mother got a care of the pocketbook, and the mother got to have everything. Either once you, what they call it, you have some money, you're going to hide it for somebody. And then I used to come down to see him all the time, I bring him something, you know what I mean? Cigarettes, I used to have a store, I used to bring him cigarettes, I used to bring it. And then I say to my wife, I say, well, and the old man be, you give him anything what you got in the house. And what did you do? Then all contracts are different. And these contracts are different altogether too. The latter was the result, and he was very happy about he was here.